Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard to a Tuesday. It is Calling All Sports and the 5 o'clock whistle here across Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network. Along with our producer, Dominic Jimenez, Marty Terrell, the whole gang, as we take you right up until the top of the hour talking the world of sports on a busy Tuesday as we get it going here at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529 is the two-way sports conversation telephone number. You know, we start in Southern California with the baseball winter meetings going on in San Diego. And the big news at our home base, San Francisco, is the Giants throwing out a $360 million contract offer to American League and I would say Major League Baseball home run king Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees, late of the New York Yankees. He is a free agent at the moment, and I think this is going to be paper money. This is going to be monopoly money. I think the Yankees have the inside track. I don't think there's any doubt about it. The Yankees have the inside track to retain the services of one Aaron Judge. I think this is obviously something that kind of spruces up, kind of emboldens the winter baseball meetings. We had the Verlander signing by the Mets yesterday, Trey Turner from the Dodgers to the Philadelphia Phillies, the standing National League champions. And then, you know, Brian Cashman gets an extension out of the Yankees. He's going nowhere. And obviously a lot of pressure on Cashman and Hank Steinbrenner to send the message to that Yankee fan base that they're going to be serious about a championship run in 2023. By retaining Aaron Judge. Obviously, they're going to stick with Aaron Boone in the dugout, and the Yankees probably still going to be active, certainly in this winter baseball soiree in San Diego, and obviously throughout the offseason as we head into spring training. So we look forward to that. So we'll do some baseball stuff, and then we'll do this, you know, what you're screaming about tonight, sports-wise. Listen, LeBron James going back to Cleveland is a big yawner. I mean, it's an absolute yawner. There's no question about it. You cannot get too pumped up about LeBron James going back to the Cleveland Cavaliers or their home, obviously, at Rocket Mortgage, whatever the name of the arena is now. It's changed hands so many times. But anyways, Cavaliers and the Lakers tonight. You know, this is a 15-9 Cavalier team. The Lakers at 10-12. We'll come back. We'll get into that and some college hoop at Madison Square Garden. Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell. If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Marty Terrell along the way. Again, producer Dominic Jimenez is in tow in San Francisco at our studios out there on Broadway. And we'll welcome a call or two, perhaps. And later on in the week, we'll be a little more caller-friendly at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Doc Newkirk will join us, too, bottom of the hour. He's making his way down to Florida. And we look forward to that. He had it's funny, he was a superintendent of schools up in southern Minnesota and befriended the Vikings organization when they trained at Mankato State, which is now Minnesota State. Adam Thielen, I believe, a notable alum. And, of course, after that blockbuster trade between the Cowboys and Vikings, with Herschel Walker being the centerpiece, Doc was over at training camp, and he had an interesting he's got an interesting story to tell you about Herschel Walker, who is hopefully going to get drubbed tonight in the runoff election. But I tell you what, Saturday Night Live, that bit on Herschel Walker on Saturday night was just, it's just classic. You know, Saturday Night Live, folks, has made a resurgence. And, of course, you know, Alec Baldwin and the Trump and then the Biden stuff, but the Herschel Walker has been a little thumbnail sketch of when they latch onto something. Those writers are phenomenal. So anyways, but we'll keep politics out of it. A quick hit on Tampa and Brady last night. Listen, full disclosure, 13-3. I'm reaching for the remote. I'm struggling to stay awake. It was painful to watch that game last night. And leave it to Brady to, with what, 3 and change left, to pull that game out. And then to have the go-ahead touchdown called back for a holding call, and then to follow that up with the game winner nonetheless. 17-16 final, 6-6 Tampa, NFC godforsaken, terrible NFC South, but back to 500. You know, and it's interesting. Brady's old team, the Patriots, 6-6, Tampa, 6-6, and yet Tampa leads the NFC South and would host, and likely will be hosting, a playoff game come January. But Brady, in terms of comebacks, he just added another chapter. Now, let's not get crazy. It was the Saints. You know, it's Monday night, December 5th. We got a month to go, a long way to go, but still, It just goes to show you, the second I want to write Brady off and say, you know what, he's hanging around too long, he's wore out his welcome, he's got the marital strife, he's got all these life-changing things, all this craziness, rumblings about a return to Foxborough, which I think is just, it's just some writer with a very good imagination. I don't see Kraft going down that road. Look, when Brady returns to Foxborough as a Patriot, it's going to be signing a ceremonial one-day contract so he can retire. The number 12 will never be worn again in Foxborough in a New England Patriot uniform. Will never be adorned by another player. At any time, at any point, long after we're all dead and gone, the number's going to be retired. And Brady, the only contract I could see him signing would be a non-monetary one-day contract to retire a Patriot. We've seen that drill 1,000 times, and I think we're headed down that road once again. But listen, for one night, it was Brady. It was textbook epic comeback Brady, the GOAT, without a question. And, you know, here's what I think, though. Even though it was a rather mundane, a rather, you know, not a game that's going to capture your imagination and get you all wound up, the game's got some – the win last night, the comeback by Brady, I think has some residual benefits, and here's what I mean. Don't look now. Where do the Buccaneers go this weekend? They go to his hometown, his home region, home to this radio program, San Francisco. They take Santa Clara, but, I mean, they're going to take on the 49ers. Garoppolo's down. Baker Mayfield, again, you knew he was going to get signed. The Rams beat probably a few other teams to the punch. And I'm not saying the Niners were going to go down that road. They're going to stay with the kid who we watched here in Iowa, and that's Brock Purdy. But I think the carryover from the win over New Orleans last night is going to serve Tampa. I look for Tampa with or without Garoppolo, and there's going to be no Garoppolo. He's done for the year with the broken ankle. But I think you're going to see Tampa build off that win last night. Had it gone the other way, I could see their whole season going the other way. I really could. So I really believe, while you don't want to get too carried away with a win over New Orleans, it was the fashion in which they pulled the game out, the fact that it was Brady, the centerpiece and the face of the franchise, if not the league still, huge win for Tampa. Pulls them even at 6-6. I could see this team going 10-7 now, and I wouldn't have said that prior to last night. I could see 10-7. We were talking 8-9 and still winning the division, but I think you can clearly see a case now where this team gets on a hot streak and puts together. And I believe starting on Sunday, at first glance, I give them a big shot against the 49ers. So they get a little breathing room now in the NFC South. We know it's a weak division, but at the same time, it's a big win nonetheless. All right, back to Mayfield. Listen, the Rams had to do this. John Wolford, the former Wake Forest kid, is not the answer. Stafford with the spinal cord injury is done for the season. If I had told you when the season started back in early September that the defending world champion Rams would acquire Baker Mayfield as a 3-9 team, bringing up the rear in the NFC West, you would have had me drug tested, and I probably would have been positive. And not only that, so Mayfield asked for and gets out of his deal with Carolina. They had until 4 o'clock Eastern today to make the moves. The Rams made the move, and yet, record-wise, you'd never think this, Baker Mayfield downgraded. He goes from a godforsaken, god-awful 4-8 Carolina Panther team to a 3-9 Ram team that's not going anywhere. So it's really a stopgap measure. What it is for Baker Mayfield is a chance to showcase himself for the offseason. That's all this is. This is not going to be a Ram team that's going to peel off 5 straight victories and finish 8-9. And even if they did, it wouldn't be enough. So the Rams have packed it in, and now Mayfield has an opportunity. It's a win-win. Both ships rise here. The Rams get this, you know, get to at least plug the sinking ship, and then Mayfield can use it for a showcase and try to get himself a long-term deal. And if he gets it done right, and he does it right, because we don't know how Stafford's going to respond, it gives the Rams a little flexibility. They'd get first crack at him. because they're on the hook for $1.35 million. It's not that big a deal. So at the same time, it's a win-win. So we'll keep an eye on that. The other thing tonight, look, I'm not going to pretend you can't. I cannot get too pumped up about college basketball. But when you've got this tonight, Iowa-Duke, the late game at Madison Square Garden, two really good players. A young kid, Kyle Filipowski for Duke. Of course, John Shire taking over for Krzyzewski. Filipowski went to prep school in Western Massachusetts and at Wilbraham Munson Academy, just outside of Springfield, Mass. And Chris Murray, who's a follow-up from his brother Keegan, who is now doing an outstanding job at the Sacramento Kings. Chris Murray for Iowa. Iowa-Duke tonight's got a little bit of juice. I mean, I love the NBA, don't get me wrong. I'm tired of – I got LeBron return to Cleveland fatigue. I can't get pumped up. Look, at the Lakers are, what, 10-12. They're 13th in the West right now. The Cavaliers are an interesting team and a fun team to watch. There's no question about that. But you can't get too wound up when you've got Cleveland and the Lakers playing with another return by LeBron to Cleveland. Can't get wound up. So you know what? Illinois-Texas followed by Iowa-Duke, December 6th. College basketball, you know, just getting underway. I'll take it for a Tuesday night. We'll talk about that later on. We'll come back. Dr. Newkirk's on the road. He's headed to Florida. He joins us. We'll do some Herschel Walker stuff. We come back on the other side at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. It's Marty Terrell here talking the world of sports on Calling All Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651.
800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here. Marty Trail along the way, Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're on Sirius 217, XM 203, late tonight into the late tonight on the east, and of course into the overnight in the central and the western time zones, mountain time zone as well. And also digital 967 if you got the internet app for Sirius XM worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. So we appreciate you being on board. He is Dr. Richard Newkirk, making his way down to Florida. He was in studio with us yesterday. Doc, welcome aboard. How are you tonight?
Well, doing great, buddy. I'm in Paducah, Kentucky, and I went past Busch Stadium today. We've had a lot of fun on the road. I'm learning a lot about Paducah, Kentucky. They've had just a number of professional athletes that have come out of here and professional actresses, you name it. One interesting story is about Bruce Willis' daughter, if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, rumor was born in Paducah, Kentucky, while Bruce Willis was filming in country. And according to the internet, her mother had the birth videotaped. But rumor was born in Paducah, Kentucky, while Bruce was filming in country.
Interesting. You know what, Doc? When I think of Kentucky, I think of, you know, horses, bourbon, and all the homespun players that go on to play at not only the University of Kentucky in Louisville. And you and I one time had a little debate, and I could have sworn I was right about this. I could have sworn Dan Issel was from the Paducah area. But I looked it up about a month ago. We had this talk about Dan Issel and all these college basketball or high school legends that go on to play, you know, for Adolph Rupp and then Joe B. Hall and, of course, Patino and Eddie Sutton and all the great coaches at Kentucky. But Dan Issel was from Batavia, Illinois, and you had some ties to that area too, did you not?
Yeah. I was a professor at Judson College in Elgin, and, yeah, Batavia speaks highly about him, but I've got another little game we could play here. I think your listeners would like it. I have about 9 or 10 professional people that came out of Paducah. I thought I'd mention their name and see if you can tell me what sport they're in.
Go ahead. You do it, and I'll participate.
Trevor Mann.
Trevor Mann was a football player.
No, professional wrestler. Steve Finley.
Okay. I'm 0-1. Next.
Steve Finley.
Steve Finley, baseball player.
Yes, he is. Terry Shumpert.
Terry Shumpert was a baseball player, second baseman, played some shortstop and third base, utility infielder. I think he finished up with Kansas City.
You're unbelievable, Marty. Living with you for 3 months, you're like a sports sponge. We'll keep going. Curtis Hamilton.
Curtis Hamilton, wow. He sounds like a
football
gymnast. Curtis Hamilton. Yeah. He's either a bowler or a gymnast.
No, football.
Don't remember him. I'm two and two.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we've got one from the older era. James Herring. And he did something professionally in 1925.
James Herring?
Yep.
Man, oh, man.
Boxing champion.
No kidding.
How about Billy Haskins?
Billy Haskins?
Yep.
He was a basketball player.
No, football quarterback. And then Danielle Carruthers. This one you should get. Danielle Carruthers.
Danielle Carruthers, man. This is right on the tip of my tongue. Carruthers. Baseball player.
No, she was track star, 2011 World Games. Eddie Hodge.
Man, you're pulling some wild ones. I have no clue.
Okay, here's a current famous person, Emma Talley, T-A-L-L-E-Y, Emma Talley.
Emma Talley, I don't know what she does. Figure skater, probably a gymnast. I have no clue, Doc.
LPGA golfer. Yep.
Yeah, I don't. That's a horrible job out of me. I'm going to have to brush up on my Paducah, Kentucky tonight, huh?
Yeah, but it's unbelievable. For a town of 26,000, the list goes on and on. Like you said, Kentucky has a rich heritage of sports. But if you're listening,
and they do, and those high school kids, you know, they look towards staying in the Bluegrass State, number one at Kentucky, but also Louisville. All right, Doc, you know, we talked yesterday about your ties to the Vikings back in the day. When they made that blockbuster trade for Herschel Walker, tell us that story. Of course, Herschel in the news tonight in the runoff election with Raphael Warlock down in Georgia. But give us that story about Herschel Walker.
Well, I was superintendent of schools in southern Minnesota, and as I said, every year when the Vikings came to Mankato, of course, our football season for the kids was in going on strong as well. And one of the treats that we used to do for them is load up the bus and we'd take kids up to watch the Vikings practice. Well, when Herschel Walker, that trade was made and everybody knew that he was coming to Mankato to practice, I mean, you should have seen the area the first night he was there. It was huge. And a couple things I remember. He was just full of fun. He took a kid's bicycle and in fun and started riding it. And in fact, he got up on the handlebars, I think, as I remember, and rode it backwards. He was a character, just a lot of fun. You know, he didn't turn out to be a real successful trade for Minnesota, but he was a great guy. Got to talk to him a couple times, just maybe for seconds, but it was fun. And then, of course, to follow him now, thinking that he's in the middle of a whole lot of controversy down in Georgia, and I haven't been able to get any numbers today of how the election's coming out, but the predictions were he was about a 5-point underdog.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to pull it out. We're talking to Dr. Richard Newkirk. He's on his way to Florida, and gets a stopover in Paducah, Kentucky, and interesting history on Paducah, and of course the Herschel Walker thing. Hey, how about Brady last night, Doc? What'd you think? You couldn't believe he pulled it out, could you?
No, and I'm going to be very honest with you. Carolyn and I went to bed early when we just knew it was over, and we were talking with each other, saying he ought to play intramural football. It's over. The guy's washed up, and I wake up in the morning and my grandson is telling me how Tom Brady pulled it out. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, Doc. It really is. Doc, is he worth $50 million for the Patriots to bring him back? I don't know how you feel, but I think it's some sports writer who's on some hallucinogenic. Patriots, when the Patriots bring him back, it's going to be a one-day contract, ceremonial in nature. I don't see it. Do you?
I don't know what will happen. I haven't been able to predict anything that happens with the dollars in the NFL. I think there's just a printing machine somewhere that's printing money. I don't understand it. It's above the tips of my skis. It's above my pay grade. I don't understand how this much money can be generated. When you talk about $50 million for one person on one team, and then you think about the total payroll for the whole team, I'm telling you, my mind, it baffles me. I don't know how it happens.
You probably remember the first $100,000 a year player, don't you?
I do. It was interesting. My dad, of course, back in the 50s and 60s, Mickey Mantle was the big name. And I think I remember when my dad, or when he got $100,000, people in our small community were hitting the roof. I mean, they just couldn't believe it. And, of course, you're talking about a time when probably my dad was making $4,000 at Corning Glassworks, Corning, New York, where I was from. You know, $100,000 in that day was something. But can you imagine, you know, if you compare $4,000 to $100,000, yeah, what's that? That's magnified 25 times. Can you imagine what the whole comparison is between what an average earner makes now, let's say $50,000, and then compare that to $50 million? I mean, it's gotten crazy.
Doc, I'm going to hold you over through the break, but I want you to think about this. The fans, they don't back up. They stack up. The fans are relentless. No matter what they do to ticket prices, no matter what they do in terms of the fees to stream the games, you know, we get to see Amazon Prime on Thursday night. It's a luxury. Beer prices, food prices, concessions, parking, all the ancillary stuff. You cannot, for some reason, outprice the American sport fan. You cannot do it. They'll pay anything. Truck driver says, you know what? I save all year. I spent $10,000 to sit in a good seat at the Super Bowl. He doesn't care who's in it. He doesn't care where it is. But the truck driver says he's paying for the ticket and he's going to the game. It is fascinating. So I'm going to hold you over through the break, have you give us a few minutes and a few little nuggets on the other side. And don't ever put me on the spot again with Paducah Kentucky trivia. I'm kidding. I didn't mind at all. I did good out of the block, but I couldn't keep it together. All right, we're going to come back on the other side. We look forward to it. Again, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529 is the two-way sports conversation telephone number. And, again, we'll look at what is on the tube tonight. We'll look at what you might be streaming tonight. Lakers, Cavaliers, LeBron to Cleveland. Iowa, Duke at Madison Square Garden in the second game of a doubleheader. Texas and Illinois will kick it off at the Garden tonight. We look forward to it on ESPN. We'll come back. Dr. Newkirk, a few more minutes on the other side. Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones. Like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
The Loomis Deli Company partners with Santa and the Scout Elves in offering one-of-a-kind joyful family moments at Christmas time. From the elf on the shelf to elf pets and elf mates, these family traditions are simple and timeless and have been creating lasting memories for families all over the world. From books to Claus Couture elf clothing, to special Insta-moment pop-up elf scenes and family games. We celebrate merry moments with you and your loved ones to create memories that will last a lifetime. And everyone has an elf on the shelf story, like this elf on the shelf family tradition.
As a parent, what I love about the elf on the shelf tradition is how it reinforces the things that are most important about the Christmas season to me. Giving, being considerate, kind, and thoughtful all year long.
Celebrate merry moments with the Loomis Deli Company this season. Visit elfontheshelf.com for games, elf ideas, crafts, and more. That's elfontheshelf.com.
The Lumistella Company is home to the best-selling holiday tradition, the Elf on the Shelf. And this holiday season, Santa knows that Magifreeze clothing gives Scout Elves all-day standing power to create elf scenes that rise above the rest. Brand new this year is the Rainbow Snow Pixie Magifreeze with magical standing power, just for Scout Elves who love flights of fancy, especially when they're glittery and filled with rainbows. Visit elfontheshelf.com for games, elf ideas, crafts, and more.
Marty Terrell talking the world of sports here, Sports Byline Broadcast, Radio Network, Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203, and the American Forces Radio Network worldwide. We're glad you could be on board. And our crack producer, who we love, Dominic Jimenez, is doing an outstanding job. So we appreciate that. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Is the two-way sports conversation telephone numbers. I'm going to give you the demise of the Giants and Jets. A New York minute coming up here in a little bit. Both headed the wrong way. And I told you, folks, we're going to have chaos down the stretch of the NFL. But Doc Newkirk going to give us a few more minutes as his road trip. So, Doc, you stay in Kentucky tonight, or do you plow on through? What's your destination for tonight?
We'll get over to Chattanooga area before we start drifting more south. So, yeah, it'll be Chattanooga.
Yeah, we got a bad connection with you, Doc, if you could. We got a bad connection on the phone. So you're going to make your way to Chattanooga? Is that what I heard you say?
Yep, you bet. We're in Chattanooga, going there. And, I enjoyed our conversation yesterday talking about thoughts and how people get through tough times.
Yeah, well, I want to revisit that, Doc. You know, we talked about surrender. We talked about a little things. You had a few follow-up points that we discussed or we're going to discuss last night. We just flat out ran out of time. So I'll let you pick up where you want to leave off, but I'll give you the idea that, you know, a lot goes into surrender. It's easier said than done, right?
Oh, it certainly is. And what we're trying to do is manage our thoughts. We said last night, life is what our thoughts make it. And the big term in counseling right now is thought stopping. How, when you're agitated with that coworker or with the ex that's drained your pockets, whatever's going on in your life that's made you very revengeful, agitated, angry, how do you drop the thoughts? And that's when you get into total surrender, understanding you can't change your circumstances, but you can only control how you react to your circumstances. So thought stopping, we're all wounded. We're all broken. Some of us have more open wounds and scars than others. They're more visible, but we're all wounded and we're all dealing with stuff. And it's just the magnitude of the stuff that makes us different.
You know, and who doesn't have a coworker or even a family member sometimes, Doc? You know, we talked about that, you know, especially now with remote working. You know, some people are asked to come into the office. Other people are staying at home. That builds up resentments. I mean, we said we're in a broken world, but we're in a chaotic world today. Half the people are working from home remotely. The other half, you know, didn't. I'll tell you, I had an employee today. I'm not going to mention her by name, but she works for CenturyLink. We had internet problems at our new downtown studios. This gal came to the building. I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned at the customer service. And, Doc, we just don't see that anymore.
Nope, we don't. We've got a shortage of employees, a shortage of people on the jobs. We've even gone to a couple restaurants on the trip where the dining room is not open. It's just drive through. So there's signs up, sorry, the dining room is not open. We're living in a time which I've never experienced before, and it's caused us to be in a state of agitation and say nothing about all the other stuff that goes on in our life, but we're very agitated at what's going on.
Dr. Newkirk with us. Doc, I'll let you go on this. Chattanooga tonight. Do you make it all the way to Florida tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Lord willing, we're going to be in the Ocala area tomorrow, which is interesting because we drive past some horse farms that are just out of this world. I mean, miles and miles of white, beautiful fence. In fact, I think the horses stay in a better venue than I do.
Well, listen, best to you and Carolyn. Have a good trip. There's a big-time aquarium there in Chattanooga, but I think you'll be on the road. You'll be swimming long before the fish wake up in that aquarium tomorrow in Chattanooga. Have a good trip, Doc. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, and thanks to Dominic for all he's done.
All right, there you go. Doc Newkirk joining us here on Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. It's Calling All Sports, and we're doing the 5 o'clock whistle, and we'll get into, you know, what's on the tube tonight. I think, you know, look, football tomorrow night, Baker Mayfield. I mean, the Rams haven't said it for sure, but he's on a flight from Carolina to Los Angeles, and they sent him a playbook. So it looks like he'll get the nod on Thursday night against the Las Vegas Raiders, and that game is in Los Angeles at SoFi. A couple quick hits. You know, I was talking about the Minnesota Vikings yesterday. Do you realize the Vikings, you know, they'll probably be favored in every single game the rest of the way, but they're an underdog Sunday on the road in Detroit. So, and a lot of people thought I needed my head examined broaching the idea that Detroit could, you know, catch some lightning in a bottle and keep the little mojo going. And the Lions actually are a home favorite against the Vikings on Sunday at Ford Field. So don't look now. This is a team that's got a little mojo going right now. And honestly, folks, I thought Dan Campbell was over his head. I mean, I understand this was a guy who came out of Texas A&M. He was an NFL tight end. You know, blue-collar guy, big old guy, you know, gets respect of the clubhouse in the locker room having played. I just – there was something missing in my mind from Dan Campbell's – you know, his overall aura, the overall gait that he had, I didn't see it. And he's proven me and many others wrong because he's really done a nice job with Detroit. We'll see if they can keep it going. They can score at will. That team can just absolutely score at will. So a fascinating, fascinating game to watch, Vikings and Lions. It might be one of the best games on the menu, seriously. It won't get that much, you know, pre-Sunday hype. But I think Lions-Vikings, when it's all said and done Sunday night, Monday night, we're going to look back and say, you know, that might be the most entertaining game. It might be one of these games, 48-45, 41-38, 49-45, something crazy. I could see a boatload of points in that game because right now the Viking defense, they can't stop themselves. They just can't. Their defense is shockingly soft right now. We'll see if they can ramp it up. All right, I'm going kind of thumbs down, double thumbs down on New York, and I think it's going to happen concurrently. You know, the resurgence of the Giants and Jets, the fact that it occurred for one of the teams, just pick one of them. Okay, let's just say the Giants. They hire a great coach in Brian Daboll, a disciple of Belichick. The Giants turn it around. Meantime, Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, he's got them in lockstep. So the resurgence of New York football was simultaneous and in lockstep between the Giants and the Jets. And what's interesting is I think their descent is going to occur the same way. The Jets have Detroit and then Buffalo, and the Giants have the Eagles followed by the Washington Commanders, and the Commanders are absolutely no pushover. And the Eagles have the best record in football. Now, therein lies the great opportunity for both these teams. Because if the Jets and Giants can just split these four games, in other words, say the Giants somehow pull off the Eagles, pull an upset of the Eagles, or even if they lose to the Eagles, they beat the Commanders, and they had a tough game with them last week, ended in a 20-20 tie. They come back 2 weeks later, quick turnaround, they play again. And then you got the Jets. They've got Detroit after Buffalo. So they got Buffalo this week followed by Detroit. I misspoke the first time around. But if they can go 2-2, in other words, each team splits, well, then you've got a situation where I might be – because then you've got 3 weeks left, and they're both going to probably, you know, be in queue to make the postseason, make the playoffs. I'm going to go against my gut here. My gut tells me one thing. My head tells me another. My gut tells me they're going to make me look bad, but I'm going to go the other way. I do. I think the Jets and Giants, they could get swept. Both these teams in the next 2 weeks could post double losses. And if so, they're going to fall, and they're going to fall right out of contention. I mean, they won't be completely out of it. There's going to be a lot of drama, that chaos we alluded to in the final 3 weeks of the season. It's coming. There's no doubt in my mind it's coming. We're going to see chaos. We're going to see a lot of scoreboard watching, and it's going to be fascinating to watch. But if you look at this week, starting with Thursday night, on Thursday night, the Raiders, look, they're favored. They're on the road. We'll see what the Rams have got. I think the Rams will be a little feisty here. I think the Raiders probably win the game, but the Raiders aren't out of it yet, but they've got to win this game. Baltimore, obviously, with Huntley at quarterback, they go on the road to Pittsburgh. Very tricky spot. We already talked about the Vikings and Lions. The Titans, who got absolutely blown out, and then Jacksonville's coming in. Tennessee needs to right their ship. We talked about it. Eagles, Giants, huge spot here. Eagles, you know, their lone loss this year, Washington, they got sloppy. You know, they're getting a little long in the tooth right now. The season's starting, they're getting dinged up here a little bit. But when you got Jalen Hurts playing the way he does, the mobility and the ability to run the football the way he has, you can't count the Eagles out in any game. Are they going to go 16-1? I don't think so. But I think 15-2, I would say right now 14-3, but 15-2 is certainly doable. Jets and Bills, Browns, Bengals. Cowboys get a week off. They might be a 3-touchdown favorite when it's all said and done, as they will host the Texans in the all-Texas battle, or the Texans, rather. Chiefs, Broncos. I mean, Denver's just god-awful. They're just god-awful. They need to fire the coach. Nathaniel Hackett's in way over his head. He's one of these guys. He's a fine coordinator. He's not a head coach. I mean, if you look at him and Josh McDaniel, it's like you're seeing double. The Buccaneers and Niners, we talked about that. I think the Buccaneers folks are really going to build off that win last night. I do. I think there's some carryover. Brady going home to Northern California in Santa Clara, huge spot for him. So we'll keep an eye on that Buccaneer-Niner game. That'll be a late 325 East game on Sunday. Panthers-Seahawks got a little bit. Carolina's going to be a little salty. Seattle needs it in the worst way. And then Sunday night, you got the Dolphins-Chargers, Patriots-Cardinals on Monday night. Week 14 and week 15 are phenomenal. And then it's just a matter of down the stretch we go. And chaos, I think, will be the one word that will define the next 4 to 5 weeks. And then, of course, the playoffs start. So we look forward to it. All right, we'll come back on the other side. We'll put a wrap on the show. We'll give you an idea of what is cooking in terms of the tube tonight. College basketball, you can't get too amped up in early December, but when you got Texas at number 2 in the country and you've got a very tough Texas team, and then you've got Madison Square Garden, Illinois comes in, and then you got Iowa and the Dukies to wrap up the doubleheader tonight at Madison Square Garden, it makes for a pretty decent Tuesday night on a night where you don't have any football and you really just have to realize that LeBron back to Cleveland with the Lakers is a big yawner. TNT's got that one tonight. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap on it as we talk the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Keep it right here, folks. We're coming right back to put a wrap on it.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
All right, down the home stretch we go on a Tuesday night here talking New World of Sports, Sports Byline. And if you're listening in the overnight, you're going to get a great job out of Sports Overnight America. Get you updated on all the scores as we go into a busy Tuesday night and into the Wednesday wake-up. I'm trying to think what else we got tonight. We mentioned the two college games in terms of basketball. Texas-Illinois. Let me just see here real quick. The NBA, you've got the Lakers-Cavaliers. Now, the 9 o'clock Eastern game, I have to admit, is better than I thought. And that'll be a TNT, the second half of the doubleheader. You're going to get the Mavericks and Nuggets. So you can't kill that. That's a decent game out in Denver. So not a bad Tuesday night in the NBA. Now, the NBA will just absolutely throttle college basketball in terms of ratings. But the college games aren't too bad for early December. All right, so we'll look forward to that. Tomorrow we're going to be revisiting Doc Newkirk. We look forward to that. He'll make his way down to Florida. We'll look more at the NFL. Week 14, folks, it has flown by. And we really haven't gone into, other than the Final Four in college football, we really haven't gone deep into the bowls. So we'll toss around the college bowl season. Look, there's, what, 43 of them? I mean, there's just too many. There's absolutely too many bowls. I mean, some of these games are just – and we understand. It's content. It's television. It's ad revenue. It's the holiday season. People are distracted. People are running around to malls or half the time on the computer doing their Christmas shopping online. And the games don't garner a lot of attention. But there is some decent bowl games. Obviously, the Final Four is phenomenal. I mean, you got the Peach and the Fiesta, but, you know, the Cotton Bowl is
phenomenal, in my view. To see Tulane in Southern Cal, to think Tulane in Southern Cal would be, I think, arguably one of the better bowl games. I'll make that case tomorrow. Tulane and Southern Cal in the Cotton Bowl. Phenomenal, phenomenal. So we look forward to that. And the other thing we'll do is we'll spend more time on that Final Four in college football. All right, great job out of the whole crew. Thanks to Doc Newkirk once again. His wife, Carolyn, wonderful people. And our crack producer, Dominic Jimenez. Appreciate it from the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. Back at it tomorrow night, 6 Eastern, 5 Central, 3 Pacific, 4 in the Mountain Time Zone. Enjoy your Tuesday night into Wednesday morning here on Sports Byline Broadcast Network.